I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about Busso Rinkin, which was a random choice. But before all that, we were playing 20 questions because I have a wonderful toy at work and everyone apparently loves it at my office. And, you know, just kind of relaxing a little bit, just kind of enjoying doing a little quick chit chat. If you want to catch a part of that wider conversation, you can go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will gain you access to the bonus content. Or if you want to join us live, you can go to twitch.tv/featuredanimepodcast and join us live. We would love to have you hang out with us and enjoy it. And if you want to get those notifications and everything like that, we do send out a little bit of a poke on our Discord server, letting you know that we are live if you want to join us on our Discord and talk and hang out with us as well. Now, before we dive into this week's choice, I want to give a special shout out to Tokyo Treat for, you know, sponsoring us. And now I know what you're thinking, Jack, what is Tokyo Treat? Well, Tokyo Treat is a monthly Japanese snack box subscription service. And every month, you will get up to 20 exclusive, limited edition, and seasonally flavored Japanese snacks that are only available in Japan for a limited time. Now, every single month, you're going to get a box in, but it's not just a box that someone went to a grocery store or went to a gas station or something like that, threw stuff in a box and shipped it out. No, every single box, every single month has a theme. This month's theme is Be My Valentine. And with love in the air this Valentine's Day, they have packed all their favorite treats into the Be My Valentine box to help celebrate and show appreciation. So why not indulge in some delicious snacks filled with love? The box has strawberry shortcake Kit Kats in it, Pokemon candy hearts, which I found truly delicious, but you also had the cutie pie donuts, which were one of my favorite, and I honestly couldn't eat those fast enough, and the caramucho spicy chili tomato chips, which were really good. I honestly could not get enough of those. Now, those aren't the only treats in there. There are plenty of other treats, all of them really delicious, really good, and unique. It's nothing that you can honestly find in any gas station or grocery store out here where we are, and I have looked around, and there's honestly not that many places where you can find anything remotely half as good or half as delicious as these. Now, in each box, you also get a booklet, and this booklet, honestly, I am truly happy that they send out with every single box. It tells you all about the allergies that are in the foods, so that way you know exactly what you're eating, and then also, it tells you about Japanese culture. So not only do you get wonderful, delicious snacks, but you also get some really great information about Japan so that way you can grow and be more knowledgeable in the world. Now, special for our listeners, if you use our affiliate link for you that's in our show notes and coupon code FEATUREDANIME, you will get $5 off your first box. And trust me, it is well worth the treats. So not only do you get a box full of delicious treats like Be My Valentine for this month, but you also help support us and help us grow.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Now, onto the meat and bro-tatoes. Busso Renkin is a series that came out in October 2006, ran all the way through March 2007. The number of episodes is 26. Producer for it is Genon and Yomiko, just to name a couple. The studio for it is Zebek. It's based off of a manga. The genres are action, fantasy, and shonen. So, and yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that's it, you know? Mm-hmm. Basically, it starts off in any particular, no particular way. You just have a boy who's minding his own business, trying not to get murdered and survive. And then he ends up getting murdered, trying to save someone that really honestly didn't need to be saved. But he is revived and saved by the person who he was trying to save. And as a result, he becomes a alchemy warrior or alchemist warrior, I think is what they're called, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways,
and if you're confused by that,
don't be.
It's okay. We were too.
Yes. And then their primary goal is to destroy homunculus. And homunculus are basically people who used to be human who are no longer human because they wanted to live forever. But as a result of it, they now eat humans.
Yeah.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Sure.
So the thing that gets me, the alchemy was made, and the alchemy as a science in this story was made as a pathway, if you will, using science, or at the time science, to become immortal, create the philosopher's stone, and create true immortality.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the process also created homunculus as a byproduct. And they created this metal, which I can only assume would be the closest thing to a philosopher's stone that we could come to, because it can only be created using very specific science-y
advanced stuff. Technologies advanced,
yeah.
That are beyond the years, that have been around for hundreds of years.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away kind of stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, you have two different branches, right? You had a branch that went off on the homunculus side and the other one that went on the medallion side, right? So my thing, though, is my question is
your query.
My query, right? So the alchemy of these things were made, and supposedly they have healing properties. Right. And it's each one.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. You can, and they do have a label on them. Right. So they do have a number. They are numbered. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you use number 4, number 10, number 50, number 70, number 100. It doesn't matter which Busso Renkin is these medallions are called. It doesn't matter which one it is, which one you hold,
right?
Because it will always be the whatever you're preordained, destined by the midichlorians in the air to use that one particular style. It doesn't matter which one it is.
Yeah.
You will always use it.
Well, the way they kind of explained it, now, did you watch the sub or the dub? Because I watched the dub.
Sub.
So in the dub, they kind of explain it like the thing they give you is essentially your true self in weapon form. And it reminded me a lot of Bleach, where he brought out, like, if you know the true name of your weapon, it'll transform to suit your personality.
Yeah, but to be fair, this doesn't even do that, right? You don't have to know the weapon or anything like that. And
no, you don't. But I'm just saying it's a comparison. Like, each individual thing starts off as this five-sided disc, but it turns into your weapon.
Yeah, but you can have multiple of them, and it'll just evolve with the number that you hold. So you can use it and then you use a second one and you'll either get an identical version of it, just kind of slightly changed a little bit, or not. Right.
But no, I didn't see that. I thought he had two identical things.
No. Like, so for example, our main protagonist, Kazuki, he had two lances. They just looked different. So
I missed that. You're way more observant than I am then.
Just like Bravo, Captain Bravo had a metal jacket. And when he used another one, it was a different looking metal jacket.
So he used two. It wasn't just a second stage.
Yeah. He used two.
Okay. So I missed that. I missed that completely. Cause I thought that was a second stage of his.
No, thing, like, he called it alternate type, but he was using two.
Oh, geez. See, that's where I made the mistake, because I was more solidified in the fact that it was similar to Bleach in that regard, because I figured that his type two was the Bankai, basically, just, you know, because.
Well, to be fair, and CJ in our chat asks, was it a full metal jacket? Literally? Yes. It's Buso Rankin of the metal jacket. And it was a metal jacket. It was a full metal jacket. With a hat. Except when he used the alternate type, it was a pirate hat with a pirate clothing suit instead.
Well, it was more focused on attack, I guess. Again, I thought that it was the same Buso Rankin. I didn't realize it was different. I thought he was just like, I'm infusing different power in this one.
No, this is it's alternate type is because he was using a second one. It's the double, it's like a double Buso Rankin, you know, he drops in and it's like Busto Busto Mega Busto.
Oh geez. And yeah, so you saw that. Now what I always thought was interesting is these Buso Rankin are they do promote healing. They do promote that. Basically they are life itself.
Yeah.
And they're indestructible. You can't destroy a Buso Rankin with another Buso Rankin weapon. Other ways, I'm sure you can. And you do see other Buso Rankin that are tore up.
They can be destroyed, and they can be destroyed by other Buso Rankins.
Oh? When did that happen?
Towards the end, like episode like 24.
And you're talking about the black Buso Rankin and the white Buso Rankin.
No, I wasn't talking about the white one. I'm not. Okay.
Okay.
But we'll dive into that. Just know that two of them were destroyed. They were cut in half, if you will. You saw them get cut in half.
I believe you're going through semantics. I didn't count those. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Technicalities, sir.
Technicalities, yeah. But here's what I'm going off of.
They're not easily broken.
With the exception of certain plot-driven Buso Rankin, they're basically indestructible. What I don't get is how a Buso Rankin is so multi-talented that you can do basically anything with it except become immortal. And
look, sir, I don't appreciate you
questioning
the Busto power. All right,
Busto power,
the Busto plot power of the Busto Rankin is not to be questioned.
It's beyond man.
You have to embrace it, you have to envelop it, and you need to understand that when you're dealing with the Buso Rankin, there is no questioning the greatness of it.
The Busto
like, are you having trouble with the Busto Rankin?
I love it so much.
You have a Captain Bravo. When Captain Bravo Busto Buso Rankins twice in a row, it's amazing.
Oh, God. I almost wish I watched it in sub rather than dub. But what I will say is, if you were to watch this show, it's everything in your childhood, assuming you're, you know, early to late 30s, like maybe 28 to, let's say, 34, that demographic. this combines all of the shows you grew up with, but not in the best way possible. So, like, when I was watching it, I saw a lot of Zoids in there with the White Liger, that version. I saw a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh! I saw a lot of Pokemon. I saw a lot of Digimon, like, either in music, in design. Well,
yeah. I mean, like, considering this came out in 2007, they definitely were playing on the, especially with the art style, I feel like they definitely played a lot on the nostalgia of some shows. A lot of the nostalgia and animes that were there, they for sure tried capitalizing on it. That goes without saying. However, I wouldn't go as far as to say, like, I saw some of those exceptions or some of those references in there. There were some things that I watched on it. That's for sure. Yes. It may reminded me of it, but you know, you have the main character Muto with his Buso Renken when he's walking around. Okay. And then you have, Chuno, who is a homunculus, who is basically his kind of, rival. You know, his
say rival. I say secret lover.
No, I say rival. it's like, you know what, man, you can't hit, it's the yin to his yang. All right.
Yeah.
All right. But
100%.
But, you know, Muto with his Buso Renken, he honestly, I feel like they kind of shortchanged it, right? His Buso Renken was just a spear, and 90% of his fighting style was him just running at you, yelling, holding the spear. Every time he was chasing, going after someone, and that's his attack.
It's distraction. It's a spear. It's meant to thrust. You know, like there was no innuendo was there.
You know what? He sucked at his job. I get it though. He's only has like 2 months of experience, but you know, I mean, like they're talking about how much
power
he has, strong. And how much he's grown over such a short period of time, and how masterful he is.
I loved his elegance when he evolved, and I loved his elegance in the use of his spear and how complex the attacks were. You know, like it really just showcased everything awesome about him. You know,
I mean, you're not wrong.
I meant none of that.
I mean, like, you're not wrong. I mean, like, truly. The training montage when he's running up the stairs and just throwing his hands up and, you know, the very Rocky stuff. I mean, like, they locked him in a freezer and they didn't let him come out until he was done stabbing the hunk of meat that was just hanging there. Numerous times. I mean, like, honestly, he really honestly did a Rocky-esque style training montage, short-lived, thankfully. It lasted half an episode, but it was like, gets off school, he's like, all right, now I gotta train, thrust, 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 thrust,
500 more and I can rest,
500 thrusted, thrust, 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 thrust. And then he, you know, went around practicing just saying busto.
Well, you had to practice pulling out your weapon, you know, because it was, and we haven't said this yet, but I find it to be quite interesting that his weapon was literally his heart. So, like, when
he was attacked, he got a giant hole stabbed in his chest from a snake. Snake
tail from Ekans.
That was a robot. That was a homunculus. Sorry,
robotic Ekans.
Okay. And then, like magic, they're like, hey, I know you were just stabbed in the heart, but everything's going to be closed and healed up now. And we're going to have this magically go into you. Mm-hmm. So that way this will serve as your heart based on the foundation of nothing.
You know, based on the foundation of alchemy. And you know that the person who implemented that into his body was a master alchemist, because we get to see her do so many other alchemy related things over the course of the, wait, no, we don't. We don't get to see her do any alchemy related anything other than fight.
You know what, sir? I don't appreciate your willingness to ignore plot armor or plot heart. in this case.
Plot heart. Yeah, yeah. Because he's fighting with it, with his heart, with his passion.
Hey, you know, when you are dealing with the with your heart, it goes a long way. You have heart of the cards, you like, know,
fighting with his heart on the line,
fighting with his heart on the line.
Okay, like I said, this is a fantastic show if you want to feel oddly. And when I say oddly, I don't mean like, oh, it's just quirky, weird nostalgia. It is an odd sensation. You're like, this feels good for some reason, but I have no idea why.
And well, at least it felt good to you.
I mean, it did, because like it reminded me of all the good feelings I had when all of these things happened in other shows. Like that Rocky-esque moment, it didn't occur to me that it was a Rocky moment till this conversation. And I was like, I liked it, but I didn't at the same time. I didn't like the way he did it, but it reminded me of something I like, and I didn't know what it was. And
I didn't. I didn't like it in general. This was not a great show for me. It really wasn't.
It wasn't sin, but like it was close. You know, like, again, all of the good things from your childhood, all wrapped up in a zebra stripe or a fruit striped gum wrapper.
Oh, I disagree with that, man. This
amazing flavor for about 10 seconds, and then you're like, oh, why am I still here?
Yeah, no, for me, no, it wasn't like something that I watched. It was like, oh, this is great nostalgia. This is like junk food. It's so bad, but so good. No, this was just like, eh. It was kind of ridiculous. Like they tried leaning on comedy, didn't work too well. They tried leaning on action, failed miserably on it. And they tried doing the mixture of the two throughout. Didn't really fly too well either. It just fell short on a lot.
If they were more consistent, it would have been better. I 100% agree with you on that one. But I can't.
I mean, like you anyways, right? You know, just to kind of put in perspective, I mean, like you have Chuno, who's only allowing Muto, who killed him, but he didn't really die because of plot dust, and he still lives. So his whole thing is like, I am an incomplete homunculi, but I'm still the most powerful and cunning and blah, blah, blah. And you're the only one that'll be able to actually fight me because of blah, 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 blah. And we have a score to settle, blah, 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 blah.
I've got a reason for that. So bro has a 200 IQ, 260, I think is what the dub said, but he's crazy smart. He is probably the most intelligent being available to us. And he feels that he was bested physically and emotionally and probably by intellect by our main character. He wasn't, I'd like to point that out, at all, but he felt like it is. And so he's like, you're my equal. You're the only one that can say my name. Everyone else has to use Papillon and stuff like that. And life isn't worth living without you because you are the flavor that makes my world go round. Like really weird questionable stuff. Sentences.
Okay.
Especially since he was supposed to hate this guy.
Well, no. So, you know, I mean, like he gained a founding respect and admiration for Muto when Muto actually, you know, killed him. Crying though. He was emotionally devastated while he killed him.
A man that he just met. Yeah.
They, you know what, when you meet your forever rival, you don't take it.
Words it's can't like, describe.
Exactly. Right. Words can't describe it, but it's reality of the matter. All right. So when he's running around in his tights, which literally Chuno or Papillon does,
literally his tights.
He's doing it as a sign of admiration and love for his forever rival.
I mean, I get that. I understand what they're trying to do with it. And I can appreciate the effort they put into it. But they tried and they failed, you know, and you can't really blame someone for doing a bad job. You can blame everybody else for letting it continue.
I totally can blame them for that. 100%. I 100% could totally blame him for that.
Oh, dude, and the fight scenes, they were just so bad.
The fight scenes were amazing. I don't know what you're talking about. Look, the fight scenes served the purpose, right? Were they entertaining? Eh. Do they serve a purpose? Eh. Did it serve a purpose to drive the plot armor forward for Muto? Yes.
No.
Did you get to hear them yell out Busso Rinkan every single time? Yes. Did they yell it all the time? Yes.
Yeah.
Were they interrupted in the middle of saying it all the time? No. Yes. But did that stop them from saying it? No. Do I think that it would have been better had they been yelling out Busto Busso Rinkan every single time? Yes. 100%.
Oh, why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Because they were already yelling out Busso Rinkan every single time. Why not?
Well, you have to yell out your catchphrase in order to have it work. I thought you knew that. This is heroing 101.
It's not a catchphrase, all right? They're yelling out their device name.
It's an activation.
It's passcode.
You know hey, Alexa, it's the same thing. Hey, Siri, same thing. Okay, Google, same thing.
So, I mean, like, I want to apologize for off. Rick for pissing off everyone's now, for setting off everyone's device. Thank you. No. And CJ in our chat is like, you guys didn't like the victorization form? No, we didn't. It was victorization. It was a cop out. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I mean, I can't really argue with that. It really was kind of a cop out. But it was just, it was their way of expressing joy, and you just can't stamp all up. I'm sorry. I was going to try to keep going. I couldn't because it was a lot. And as a kid, it's very entertaining, I'm sure. But as an adult who's been jaded by all these things already, and again, they got me because I liked what I saw while I saw it, and I didn't know why. And I feel a little bit manipulated now. Now that you're bringing up like what was going on, it feels kind of hollow and I'm not going to say mean, but definitely like taking advantage of cliches and situations that showed up in far better mediums. And oh, I was going to say this earlier, but I completely forgot about it. Since when do you start a show in the middle? Like episode one was like already, it felt like episode one should have been episode three. You didn't get to know anybody, but everyone always knew you. And all this interjection, oh, I'm so-and-so. You've been going to school with me for so long. I'm like, really? Really? You can't, like, there's a right way and a
I hear what you're saying. I do. I hear what you're saying. But I don't hear the right terminology coming from you.
Explain, sir. The right terminology would indicate what? Would be what?
Busto Busso Rinkan.
That's not it.
That's the answer to everything.
That ain't it, fam.
That is 100% it. Just when in doubt, Busto.
Busso Rinkan it out. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. You can even just say Busso. Just shorten it. You don't have to say Rinkan. Busso. And wait for someone else to say Rinkan. Hey, Busso.
Wait for someone else. No. No. Rinkan. Anyway.
Thank you. No, I honestly, the reason why I get why they did that, right? They really compressed the amount of timeline that was there. So the show is 26 episodes long, but the entire time frame that honestly takes place for it, beginning to end, I think it's like maybe 3-4 months at most.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like beginning to end. And there was like only a month stint where Muto was not there. The rest of the time, it's like it's just constant rapid fire.
Are you referring to the final battle when he wasn't there?
Yeah, because that literally they gave another timeline for that where it was a month.
Jeez. You mean the 35 seconds it felt like? Whatever. So yeah, I guess they do time skips when there's nothing happening.
I mean, like they had to, right? There's
a lot that happens. You can't develop like 8 or 9 other characters and then when the main character's gone, the other characters are stagnant, not doing hardly anything.
There was emotional growth happening there.
Emotional growth.
You saw Tokiko just like completely devastated and then, you know, embracing the anger, embracing the dark side of the force, you know, to go on a vengeful rampage.
Suicide run, yeah.
Whatever. Technicalities, all right? It doesn't matter, all right? She still has all her limbs.
thanks to the Buso Rinkin.
Exactly. But the thing is this story, this anime, was not... It was a shallow puddle in the middle of the street in terms of substance and depth and story. I mean...
100%.
Like, that is it. It is all very surface area. You can go, okay, he's the bad guy, they're the good guy. Obviously, a fight between good and evil is going to happen-esque. Kind of. Sort of. Oh, someone else, another character that gets introduced aside from those two main good ones. Probably going to be bad guys.
Uh-huh.
Look! They were bad guys.
Well, they did throw a curveball a little bit, you know? But what got me, what frustrated me, was the fact that there was no middle ground. And what I mean by that is everyone you met was either a good guy or a bad guy. There were no NPCs. There were no background characters that were oblivious. Everyone was on a side. And that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Not because I'm like, oh, there needs to be new, but like the world building sucked.
Well, you can't do much world building when you have people that are literally in the anime for 2 seconds and the whole anime takes place over the course of like 4 months.
I mean, I understand that, but there's 26 episodes.
Half of those episodes are just fighting. Are just fighting. A quarter of what's left after that is them just yelling out Buso Rankin. That leaves you very finite. That leaves you a very, very finite amount of episodes to do world building. And half the time, you didn't really have much in terms of story happening. So they took 24 minutes, compressed it down to 18 minutes, and then they reiterated at the end for the last 5 minutes a Buso Rankin that you saw telling you everything that you were just told in the anime.
Well, not only that, how difficult Buso Rankin are to make and complete, right? They're incredibly difficult. They're ornery. They're not usual. They're different. And then all of a sudden, everyone and their mom can like make them. And they're so plentiful. And then this rare thing that everyone has now, and now it's time we've been fighting and killing each other forever. Let's put aside our differences for this common enemy that isn't that is, but isn't. It was so convoluted, and the big bad turned into the feel sorry bad, the bad who had a reason, and then
the bad didn't have a reason. He had a very good reason. He wanted to kill everyone.
He was doing it for family.
He was doing it for love.
Yeah. Which, again, should have been not as controversial as it was. You know what I mean?
You know what?
But
I don't appreciate the condescending tone coming out of you, sir.
Condescending tone.
All right. Don't make me Buso Rankin you right now, all right?
Good Lord.
I'll have my man Muto chase after you with his spear. Miss horribly.
I was going to say.
99% of the time, he'll still chase after you.
What I don't get is they utilized this amazing move because it wasn't just a spear. It was a spear with a sheath, and the sheath was the attacking part. And if he really, really wanted you to die or to be injured, he attacks you with this spear that you catch because it's a blunt item, I guess, except when it's not. And when you catch it, he's going to yank back the spear, leaving you holding its very sharp, sometimes sheath, and then stabs you with the ultra sharp, sometimes center.
So that only happened twice.
Uh huh.
All right. So,
and it should have happened more.
And the reason why he doesn't is because it's a very, very short little stabby part.
You're already close. You're if if you're holding on to my spear and the whole thing, I can't even imagine standing end to end is a, let's be generous. It's a 7-foot spear that he holds near the blade.
Look. I don't appreciate you nitpicking my plot spear. All right. It's short when I need it to be advantageous to me. So that way I am not running around yelling or swinging it like a fool.
So what you're saying is it can shorten and extend as needed.
Well, to be fair, they didn't introduce that plot device till the second half.
So what you're saying is instead of using it only twice in the second half, he had the ability to use it and just didn't. Because again, even if it's just the second
he
half,
did. Captain Bravo multiple uh-huh. times, made it bigger, made it smaller, made it stretch, made it shrink. Okay. And then you have the multiple battles with Victor where not only did it get demolished, but it got demolished and then reborn mm-hmm. into a better form where that was commented on. And then when he did use it, the only other time was against Victor again, who was the big main horrible baddie Victor, who was he had the very first Buso Rankin Kagebuchi Kagebacho piece that also, like Muto, had his heart replaced because he too got stabbed in the heart, and because of plot and science, putting a hunk of metal where your heart would be will totally keep you alive.
100%.
Using
alchemy that they don't use anymore.
Yeah. Magic.
You know, and alchemy looks a whole lot like science when they're doing it, because they got vials, they've got beakers, they've got test tubes, they've got.
Anyways, as I was saying, so he fights him. So it's commented there. And then, you know, when he's fighting Victor for the final time, the exact same thing. I mean, like, it expands, it retracts, it gets big, it gets small. Granted, it's chipped and cracked and everything like that at the end. But, you know, technicalities, all right? Mm-hmm, I mean, like, it's... Well,
the only reason it got chipped is because it kept running in a straight line.
I don't need you to rain on my parade with your real-world scenarios.
I'm just saying, for somebody who went through all this training, he sure wasn't trained all that well.
He was trained to get tackled and thrown.
All right? Which means you want to avoid that.
No, Captain Bravo specifically trained him to be thrown. All right. He didn't learn anything else. He was trained to be thrown.
And remember, and I love the fact that they used every last form they mentioned that Captain Bravo does, all 13 of them. Oh, wait. I'm wrong again.
I don't appreciate your plot hate, sir. All right. They do what they can. They did what they could.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta, you know, just share the love, man.
Just let it go. Just let it be.
Let it be.
Oh, man. I mean, overall, objectively, it wasn't a bad show in my mind. Does it have things that I wished happened and it could be desired for? Absolutely. Was I on my seat? Not once. But was I on the edge of my seat with anticipation, worry, and wonder? No, absolutely not. I'd be a fool if I did.
I was.
Really?
Yeah, I was worried that it would go longer than 26 episodes.
You were worried it would remain unfinished like it felt?
Yeah. I'll continue on.
We can talk about that in a minute, but...
Continue on.
So, like... There were so many other secondary characters that I felt were more worthy of screen time.
Lies.
Think about it. The incest twins.
Look. Oh, so it was because of that scene with them that I remembered I actually saw this before.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, man, because that scene came up. I was like, oh, I've seen this. Watch, they're actually locked in the room and no one wanted to let them out. And everything like that. It's exactly kind of how it played out. And I was like, yeah, I've seen this before. God, I hated it the first time.
Are you sure you've seen it before? Or did you see something similar that they absconded with?
No. I saw it before. Because I was watching it. I was like, man, this seems so familiar. Like, I've seen this. I was watching and watching and watching. I was like, dude, this seems like I've seen it somewhere before. And I watched it and watched it and watched it, and I saw that scene. I was like, oh, yes, I have seen this before.
But that's the whole show, though. The whole show is, I think I've seen this before somewhere.
No, like, legitimately, I genuinely have.
I believe that.
It's not that it was nostalgia for me seeing, oh, this looks like this show over here and that show over there or this and that. It was like, I've seen this before. The artwork is like kind of nostalgia because it reminds me of like a 90s animation style.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like, it didn't make me think of Bleach or anything else. Zoids.
That's understandable.
It was just like, eh.
I mean, it was, though. Like, it was, eh. But again, so I didn't see it before, but the reason I felt like I had was because of all of those other things that I had mentioned. And I think it was done by design because it was a tried and true formula. And that, to me, kind of is the downfall of the show, because they used a formula that didn't really have a reason, you know?
No, I mean, like,
they had opportunity. They had means, because, again, 26 episodes. If you lasted longer than 12 episodes, you have a budget of some kind. You have a following of some kind. So,
I mean, I honestly given the studio, my expectations never really were that high.
Oh?
So.
Why? What else have they done that wasn't great?
Triage X.
Uh-oh.
I mean, like, they've done a whole lot of other ones. They've done a whole lot of other ones, but, yeah.
I get it. Unfortunately, I get it. I don't want to get it, because, again, I do not actively dislike this. I want to point that out. It's not something that I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe it. I never want to see it again. It's not something I'd actively look for. But, I mean, if it came up over my screen, I'd probably watch two or three episodes again.
I mean, all right. Yeah. Honestly, I don't have too much more I can honestly talk about for this one.
Fair enough.
So, do you have anything else you want to add first, sir?
The only thing, so in my notes, I wanted to point out that I felt like there are three main Busto Rankin, three main that we see in the show that I felt like had a bigger plot point that should have been discovered than it was. And that there was the regular ones, the black ones, and the white ones. And I wanted your opinion. Do you think that they could have done a better job with them, or they should have done a better job?
Well, to be fair, the black ones were never meant to be truly found. And they were the first three, and they utilized them poorly. Yes. The white one took 100 years to be made. 100 years in a few days to be made. But then after the first initial makings, I mean, like, they can just turn them out like willy nilly really quick.
Mm-hmm. But what were the properties of the white ones? Because I didn't quite understand that.
It encompasses the black one and restricts the power usage for it to make it so that way you could not use the full victorization of it.
Okay, so it's a weird question, but if you had just had a regular Busto Rankin and you used a white one, would it do anything extra?
No, the white one was...
It's only reactive to the black one, then.
Yeah, the sole purpose of the white one was to be used with the black one. And then the silver ones were the ones that were... Which, honestly, they kind of flip-flopped in between, like, silver and bronze, for the looks of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't recognize the bronze one.
So.
Okay. But yeah, like, the inconsistent was a bit odd. I thought maybe the color scheme meant something more, but.
Nope. Nothing special.
Okay, cool.
So, with that, sir, how about a rating? You good with that?
I am. I am very much okay with the rating.
All right. So, on a scale of up to 10, sir, how would you rate this?
Probably higher than you.
Shocking.
And even, yeah, so even then, I'm only going to give it a 5, because, like, it had a lot, if you didn't watch anything else and you wanted to understand what kind of made everything about my childhood appealing, but not in a good way, I'd show you this. Because it's got the formula for everything you could that would be in a good show. They just didn't do any of the stuff.
Okay.
So like I'd give it to you to learn what could have been cool rather than what is cool.
Okay.
Oh, better yet, I would show you this so you could appreciate the other shows.
Okay.
So yeah, five. Very middling. Middling.
I give it a three.
Really? I expected a four, but go ahead.
Three. I wouldn't watch it again, not willingly or remembering that I watched it again, that I watched it before. Wouldn't recommend it to anyone. It's definitely not my cup of tea. They relied heavily on plot armor for a lot of the aspects of it, which,
oh yeah,
kind of was sad. And then, like we were talking about earlier, I mean, like when the Victor won the black, which was like there was only three black ones, and Muto had number three, Victor had the first one, second one's lost into the ether of the world, who knows where. Victor actually, I guess the black ones were the only ones that could actually break like cleanly in half the normal ones, I guess. I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah.
The plot armor for it. And the animation was nostalgic. However, given the time frame for it, 2007, I feel like it should have been done better. Definitely did not sing positivity towards me on it, especially with the plot armor that was just rampant throughout the whole thing. The plot armor just was way too much. So yeah, three.
Okay, that's fair. Now, one quick question, because you brought something up and it triggered another question for me. I'm sorry. In your mind, does that mean that the black ones, the true ones, were more powerful?
I think those ones were just experimental.
Okay, so they really didn't have like a limiter of some kind. So you full access 100 kind of thing, or just
tell, you know what I mean? Like, I think the only reason why they could be used that way is if you replace your heart with it.
See, I was thinking that too. I was
because that's what Victor said. And he's like, oh, you replaced your heart too, and gave your heart over to the black one.
Oh, that's what he meant. Okay. Well, when I heard him say that, I was assuming it was like you gave your emotions over. You're controlled by your emotions, kind of thing.
No, he was talking about going black and never going back.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So yeah, that's it. That's all we got. So anyways, next week's choice is Hakubo, which is a movie/OVA. So, which is a random choice. So I don't have anything else to say. You have any final words before I go into my normal ending spiel, Rick?
Buso Rankin.
Buso Rankin. All right. Well, if you feel like we did the show too much justice, not enough justice, just plain old did everything, got everything wrong, or anything like that, feel free to reach out to us. You can find all our contact information on featuredanimepodcast.com. If you want to help support us, help us grow, or anything like that, you can go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will get you access to bonus content and more. Or you can support us by using our affiliate link for Tokyo Treats and be my Valentine for this month's box. And trust me, it is worth it. If you use coupon code featuredanime at checkout, you get $5 off your first box. And trust me, the treats are worth it. And if you want to help support us through other means, you can always go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick. We'll see you next time.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast. We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls,
or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.